Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, May 19th. Today on Forbes, Crypto's Great Reset, How Digital Asset Investors Will Recover from the Market's $1 Trillion Meltdown. Crypto's history has been defined by five resets. The first came in 2014, when what was basically the only Bitcoin exchange in the world, Mt. Gox, imploded following a nearly $500 million hack. The second, in 2016, was the DAO hack. DAO stands for Decentralized Autonomous Organization. The DAO hack was when an attacker tricked a smart contract into giving away $60 million worth of Ethereum, worth $8 billion today. The third, in January 2018, occurred when the initial coin offering, or ICO, bubble popped, starting a year-long decline wiping out 60% of the crypto market, or more than $700 million, mostly in the form of worthless junk tokens. The fourth took place in March 2020, when crypto lost 40% of its value along with most other global financial markets. Each reset not only led to price market capitalization increases, they also cleared the way for rapid innovation. The two biggest exchanges in the US, Coinbase and Kraken, were developed out of the ashes of Mt. Gox's implosion because their CEOs knew that people needed trustworthy places to buy Bitcoin. The DAO's implosion and the ICO crash set the groundwork for the growth of decentralized finance, known as DeFi, and the popularity of DAOs today. And it's hard to imagine companies like Tesla buying Bitcoin before COVID. The fifth reset started last week. It may shape up to be the most important yet. This time, the trillion-dollar market collapse was caused by a steep sell-off in risky assets and the sudden evaporation of a $40 billion digital token called Luna that backed the $16 billion stablecoin Terra USD, known also as UST. In contrast to the free-floating Luna tokens, each UST was designed to be worth a single US dollar. A perfect storm of greed and immature technology led to the stablecoin losing its peg, and between May 7th and May 12th, about $56 billion went poof. Severe bear market crashes in the nascent market for cryptocurrencies have become almost commonplace. Consider that in the last century, the US stock market has only experienced five bear markets in which stocks declined more than 30%. Bitcoin is only 12 years old, and the cryptocurrency market has had as many severe crashes. At its most basic level, the most recent crypto collapse is another reminder of how get-rich-quick schemes can overwhelm common sense. The loss of so much capital is forcing the industry to reckon with the entire concept of leverage in cryptocurrency markets, forcing it to be honest with itself as to whether innovation is just dressed-up leverage and could be the death knell for an entire category of asset called algorithmic stablecoins. Mark Yusko, founder of Morgan Creek, an institutional and family investment advisory firm, says, quote, "Leverage can never make a bad investment good, but it can and often does make a good investment bad. And so that's what we're seeing in the past couple months, particularly in the past week, just an unwinding of ridiculous levels of leverage. And in the case of the Terra problem from this past week, the Luna problem, it's just a bad idea, bad structure. You can't collateralize an asset that's supposed to be stable with an unstable asset." For full coverage, check out Michael Del Castillo and Stephen Ehrlich's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.